Chill FM, the Eye of Namibia. This is Sally J on The Brand Conversation, and I hope that you are doing good. Thank you so much for making Eagle FM your station of choice. And of course, we use this platform to empower, inspire, and also help people create better versions of themselves. Now on the line with me, I have Ms. Pombili Haitamba, who is the workshop manager for the World Skills Africa 2022 competition that is going to be taking place in the coast this upcoming month. Yes, actually this upcoming month. Let me not do all the talking and welcome Ms. Pombili to the show. Hi, Ms. Pombili. How are you doing?
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you so much. I feel honored to be a part of the show today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Skills development is definitely important, and I'm looking forward to hearing about the World Skills Africa 22 competition. What does it mean being part of this type of event?
It's an honor being a part of this great event, a very first in our country, Namibia. Namibia will be the spotlight as the world witnesses the various skills the African continent has to offer as a competition. There will be so much to see and learn. A great opportunity for mentorship and the best platform for exposure and networking. In an increasing competitive global environment, Namibia should embrace vocational and technical skills for sustainable development and broaden the market for job seekers. There is no place I'd rather be than at a skills competition in the midst of it all, as people exchange their knowledge, skills, and expertise.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. As the project manager, the workshop manager, what is your role and what will you be doing?
As the workshop manager, I'll be responsible for setting up the workstation for the web technology skill area. I have to ensure that all the electronics and setup is in perfect working condition and the needed furniture are in place for the competition to run smoothly.
Thank you so much for that. Now, just for those that are listening, Ms. Pombili, what is your advice to Namibia as a country and the youth after witnessing such an event?
Namibia should take advantage of this opportunity, of course, and host more events like this on a national level and just not wait for international competition.
That's true.
This will train more people and groom them for events such as this. It will motivate the youth to engage in technical and vocational skills to enhance their self-confidence in becoming productive citizens. Now to the youth, they must take this event as an eye-opener to the many other events that will come in the future. Mm. They should engage, share knowledge, and train hard to sharpen their skills to showcase them in the future competitions. Namibia has so much talent to show to the world, and the right platform has been established right here in Swakopmund.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. Any other details you'd like to share with us?
Nothing, just that currently we are busy with the preparations and all is going well so far. So we are looking forward to the 28th when the competition will commence.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Ms. Pombili. We wish you all the best and we are looking forward to this event.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
All right, you too. All right, that is the World Skills Africa event, basically aimed at introducing learners to career options, technical, vocational. This is an event that is there to support economic prosperity for future generations. They will be competing in different skills that are covering the disciplines of construction and building technology, manufacturing and engineering, information and communication, social and personal services, the creative arts and fashion and transport and logistics. So this is quite a huge event. And I think personally, I'm really looking forward to it taking place from the 28th of March until the 2nd of April. Stick around for more of the brand conversation. Today we are talking about yes, we're actually looking at the reputation of a country, the importance of it, and also the effects. Welcome to the show.
Oulium Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivika Oma Kuro Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station Oyo Eagle FM. Enya Mukuro Olongaha. ningekuwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali o hetatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo umone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, 20 minutes past 12 o'clock. This is The Brand Conversation with me, Sally J. And yesterday we celebrated our birthday, 32 years of age. And today I want to have a discussion about reputation. Now, a lot was really, there was quite a lot of, quite a big crisis, if I can put it like that, you know. I'm sure we are all aware of the anger that was in the coast yesterday in terms of the invite-only independence celebration. And so I want us to talk about a country's reputation, a country's image. You know, what is that? Does that really matter? Does it affect the citizens when we are talking about the reputation of a country? Of course, to understand the importance of reputation, we first need to understand what it means, right? Now, Oxford Dictionary, it defines reputation as the beliefs or opinions that are generally held about someone or something or even a country, right? Whether a country has, or even whether your business, for example, has a good reputation or a bad reputation, they say it is up to you. But today, most of the people view the reputation of a country or a brand through the lens of, you know, experiences, right? Or through Googling or through social media or word of mouth. And we're really here to talk about the importance of reputation management at a national level. So I'd like to hear from you in terms of when you think of the Namibian brand or you think of the reputation of Namibia, what words would you describe that reputation of the country's brand and image? The line is open. That is on 083-2888-401. When you think of the Namibian brand, what are the first words that come up when you think about the country's reputation? How does it affect you? Does it really matter to you? Does it have an effect on how we are looked at internationally? Does it have an effect on how we are looked at, you know, even ourselves as citizens in this country? You know, yesterday when we are celebrating our independence, we are celebrating how we have worked really hard, how people have sacrificed their lives for us to get to where we are, right? But now the Namibian brand, 32 years later, what do you think? Especially when it comes to the reputation. Now, when you're looking at reputation management, right, it is basically making the effort to influence what and how people think of a person or a brand or even a country. Now, when we're looking at what are the benefits of a good reputation, right? It means more business opportunities, right? It means attracting loyal supporters. It means more customers and sales. It means promoting good relationships with other countries, for example, right? We are looking at attracting investors. So no matter who you are, what your goal is, what country you're from, without a good reputation, you will find it difficult or perhaps almost impossible to achieve success, right? If you're looking at reputation from a business point of view, customers want the most of their money, right? So naturally, they will choose the company or person that they think is superior. I think that also happens in general. When we are meeting people, if you met somebody that is perhaps a lawyer and he is dressed wearing a shorty and pluckies, right? Compared to that lawyer that is dressed in a suit. So you might think, okay, the image he is giving will actually attract me to want to go to that guy in the suit. But perhaps he also has a bad reputation. So you might end up choosing the guy in the shorts because of the fact that he has attracted your loyalty. He has shown you that he can trust you. He has shown you that you can trust him. My apologies. So yes, no one wants to pay for a product or a service that is lower quality than they initially believed, right? So if you put that in the sense of the country, No one wants to own the brand of being called a Namibian if our country is known for treating its citizens bad, or if it's known for not taking care of its citizens, or if it is known for corruption and all those things. Hence why I'm asking, when you think about the Namibian brand, what are the first words that come to your mind, especially when we are looking at the reputation? I want us to reflect also a little bit on yesterday, how that went, how that was really perceived. So stick around with me, ladies and gentlemen. Let's take a quick commercial break, and I will be back to give you more. Valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
All right, 25 minutes past 12 o'clock, and we're talking about what gives a nation a great reputation. You know, I was reading up today, and I found that Canada's brand actually ranks at the top of the world's biggest economy. And it talks about that how Canada actually has the best reputation in the world in terms of country. And everybody knows reputation has an unquestionable economic value to countries, right? Just as it does to organizations and, of course, us as individuals. I believe reputation is based on emotion and reason, the product of our impressions of the nation's actions, its communications, as well as also our own deep-seated perceptions, our stereotypes, our influences, and, of course, our direct experiences. We are now in a world where it is, I read a book, they say, it's called The Age of Empowered, you know? So the value of a country's reputation is rising, and we have to look at the importance of managing it as one of our greatest assets. Now, when we are talking about a brand reputation, we are talking about the importance of a brand reputation among the consumers, the stakeholders. We are looking at strategies on improving a brand reputation. And we are also looking at the undeniable importance of that. Now, when we are looking at brand reputation, it is really critical, right, in the success and the outlook of a brand. So if reputation is put into jeopardy, especially on a national level, we may lose loyalty. We may lose supporters from a country, right? Now, if you think about what happened yesterday where people were not allowed, into the independence celebration, and you think about what that does. So just imagine you go to a party and you are turned away. When you go back home, you're going to be like, that party that Invalde invited us, when we got there, we were embarrassed at the door. So the next time that Invalde invites us, we're not going to go because that image has already been ruined, right? You already lost some trust out of that person. Are you okay? Are you agreeing with me when it comes to just a reputation, you know, that if something happens and you what?
You would not obviously want to go back there anymore.
You wouldn't want to go back anymore. So we're talking about, you know, a country's reputation, right? Mm. And I'm using the example of yesterday. Do you think that there was an impact on our reputation yesterday regarding the invite only event?
I see this as sort of like miscommunication.
Okay.
These people were, I mean, on the invite, it says,
yeah,
we are only allowing people that are invited.
Yes.
Plus we have a COVID regulation measures in place. We all know it's strictly 1,000 yes. people per, yes. per gathering. Yes. I mean, why would you come in hundreds?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That part I get. Mm. But what I want to, for us to look at is that even with the miscommunication, right? Mm-mm. That can also still hinder someone's perception of you in any case, right?
A bad picture on us, but
it could paint a bad picture. I mean, sometimes and that's probably where some things go wrong, is that if the information is not clear, people will leave with that specific story exactly. in mind.
Yeah, because they had expectation.
That you had an expectation. Yeah. So if I don't give you the full message and you are like, no, Anvelda, we are having a party, but then when you come, it's a whole dress up party.
Yeah.
So now that miscommunication will actually change my image of you, because I will look at you as, can I really trust you? Are you professional? Are you organized? Are you going to do this again?
And then your reputation is a brand. It's then ruined.
Yeah.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah. So does a reputation really matter? Like when it comes to.
It does.
Why do you say
so? We look at history. How did things happen in the past? I mean, if you, like you're saying, if Anvelda invites you to a party and then, you know, it ends up not how you thought it would be, you would then not come anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, history, reputation, it plays a role. I wouldn't want to be hit twice.
Yeah. Now, I read this quote. It's Warren Buffett. He says, it takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it.
It's true.
Meaning that just a small thing.
You've been a good person all your life. Mm. Imagine like at work, you've been that hardworking person.
Yeah.
And then that one day when you mess up, everyone will look at you like, who is this person again? But you have a very good history. But just because you ruined
that one moment.
That one moment, and then you are.
Yeah. No, I sometimes even think about it when we were looking at the elections. We actually had this conversation before.
Mm.
We were looking at the reputation of, you know, political parties and how that there is, it is important to look at that.
Yeah.
And so we were looking at, you know, when people are voting, they are obviously looking at the reputation,
what you are known for.
Yeah, what you're known for, perhaps even the accolades, who you are, what you've done, all the drama that you've caused.
Mm.
And it plays a huge role in people's vote.
It's association. Everyone wants to associate with, you know, the good side.
And everybody wants the good side, right?
Mm.
So it's actually very scary to think that you can lose your reputation just by the snap
in a blink of an eye. Yeah.
That I can be working hard. Now maybe I can be working so hard for 32 years and it can take one small thing
to ruin everything. That's why it's so important now as an entrepreneur to make sure you protect your brand identity, your reputation.
Yes.
Don't you know, you should not bail on people, you know, all these kind of things to ruin everything for you.
That's true. Mm. All right, let's quickly pay the bills, ladies and gentlemen. The line is open on 083-288-401.
Ushua kokusha oshikwiri limba oshina hepero momunyovye tupeva peyuva. Monao, po Global Parts, tunova ungure ova buike, ozo nongo, nova harupu okuku vatera. Tunovitenda peke vyo vikwiririmba okuzako Volkswagen, Mercedes-Benz, Audi, BMW, nui natuwa wedha ovitenda vyo Toyota. Wedhako omana omanene shimuna omaile no topra. Tuvada po mura rimbui o Naismith mo Southern Industrial Area. Po Global Parts, tukupa onji viro othemba, ohunga, no vitenda vyo vitore. Global Parts, global reach for best local advice and prices.
Mwakati korubede rohude undi, ora tiengi o Ikel FM ayalida era karayimba mbehi naraka. Tuahanasana chine ne o mahungi wenyando, o maihameno, o ruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapulilo, wavana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe o kuhungira o hunga no mamu ina woye. Kukusha ora tiengi o Ikel FM ayika onje komurungu, no mekulisiro yoshiwana. Matuhepa oruyameto roye, moshimbesho wina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombude no njibisiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatoyo ye yodoranda efere, no I waeleta, omblu waeleta, po isi waeleta, konomu waranji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. miaro kana nomba nange lukwao onola ohambo ndatu oyimwe ombali olonola mbali oyime oyimwe odo ine mbali po hinda no EFT po shita o stop order ko Eagle Media House kombanga njyo kamuti FNB on branch ko utengi ombali ohambo ndatu onola oyimwe ohambo mbali ombali mosho mithe miaro kana branch ko utanjo Wambali, ohambo ndatu, onora, oimwe, ohambo mbali, wambali, mwashu mwise. Wakaon nomba kumuhitiza shimaliwa oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo onora ndatu, oine ondatu. Onomora kumuhitiza shimaliwa kwa FNB oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo onora ndatu, oine ondatu. Ungulisa o emaila po onomora yoye o sho o referensa yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, it is 12:30 in your number one talk radio station, and today we are looking at a country's reputation. You know, in today's digital world, a country's brand or even a company's brand, the offering and the reputation are constantly on the line and visible to anyone at any time. You know, when people hear a brand name or when they hear a country's name, like when I think about when I hear the word Namibia, I think about our food, I think about our people, I think about our tribes, the different colors that represent us, our languages, you know, our fashion. I think about all those things, right? So when people hear a brand name, they often form that association with the things that the organization has done in the recent past. And of course, now the internet is such a catalyst for this high-speed connection of a company when it comes to reputation. And of course, it has given companies new ways to communicate. It has also created new venues for criticism and the negative feedback. So today we are talking about how reputation management is such a critical skill for countries today, because a country's ability to win, you know, its citizens over and retain their business or their loyalty for the long haul, it has become tied up with the image projected by the brand. So we are talking about the cost of a bad business reputation. We're talking about how I was reading about this company called Wells Fargo, and now they had to rebuild their reputation after they went through so many things as a company. So yes, it is very important for us to look at what are some of the ways that a country can build a good reputation, because it always comes as a shock to find out that others see us quite differently than we see ourselves. And more often than not, it can be distressing, especially if you look at it in the work field. You know, maybe not it happens, but in today's highly competitive world, a reputation definitely makes a difference. I mean, your competition can be down the hall or across the country or meters away. It can be someone who wants your customer or your job or maybe both. So yes, when it comes to your reputation, hoping for the best isn't good enough, right? Because then it leaves it in the hands of others. So what we are here to talk about is that your reputation needs to be shaped, it needs to be managed, so it reflects the way you want to be viewed. And I think one of the many things that I can really put out there as a tip is that a good reputation is an obvious and it is a quick way to know what kind of a person you are dealing with. So I have a short little clip for us to listen to about your reputation, and I hope that we'll be able to add some value to your life today. So stick around. Let's hear what they have to say.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6%,
is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. Mm. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past. Mm. And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. I wanted to start either way by giving another hand for Diana, because she's awesome. Only 11 years old. So it's hard to start the talk when the host says that you work in an industry which is already taking money away from people, etc. So I will start with a joke to clear things up. So there are two guys who meet after 10 years. They were mates in high school, and one of the guys says to the other one that, "Hey, you look really well." Hey, the other person says, "You don't look the same way. You look really sad." And why is that? I say, "Hey," the guy says, "I had some issues back at home with my family, with the kids. You know how hard it is to get everything running correctly. What's your success story, man?" He says, "Hey, a couple of years ago, I bought an elephant." "An elephant?" says, "Why an elephant?" "This elephant is awesome. So this elephant clears up, he tidies the house, takes care of the garden, takes care of the kids, even helps the wife with the shopping." He said, "My friend, this is something what I need to make it happen in my life as well. Sell me that elephant." I said, the guy says, "No, it's not for sale." "Okay, come on, I give you 100,000 euros, okay? Sell it to me." "Okay, if you say 100,000 euros, it's okay. I will sell it to you." 10 years after that, the two guys meet up again, and the guy who was sad is much sadder. And the happy person asks him, "Hey, why the long face?" I said, "Hey, what the hell, sorry for my language, did you sell me?" "This elephant has kicked stuff around the house, beat up my kids. My wife is not happy. What did you sell me?" And the guy comes back to him and says, "With that attitude, you will never sell that elephant." So this is how reputation actually works. So people talk about having a reputation as a company, but it's all about sales. So I have some notes here. Warren Buffett said that it takes 20 years to build a reputation and only 5 minutes to ruin it. So basically, your whole business can be ruined in just a flick of a second. Okay, so I will start with this question. The host today said that he wants to do some juggling and stuff like that. So we will be raising hands a lot today. So I would like to ask all of you a question. How many of you have Googled or searched on social media either of the speakers who are attending today? Raise their hands. Okay, that's good. So basically, these speakers who speak to you today have a biography, have a description online, which is also part of a global reputation management. It doesn't actually have to be a corporation. Like, if you look it up online, what global reputation management means, it applies for corporations that have stock, they are listed on stock exchanges and do this via press releases. So, I'm going to move forward. So, where does reputation start? It starts from childhood, where I think everybody went to kindergarten, and there were always some groups of kids that were laughing at the other kid, and this is how it all starts. We are built this way. So once you start judging, that's when you become a consumer. As a company, you can take advantage of this judging by having a positive image in front of the customers. Coming from the gambling industry, we work really hard to provide transparency, responsibility. So it's really, really hard. It's not like selling some type of drinks or some stuff like that. So we move forward to where does the setting the goal of a campaign or reputation management begin? So we continue with the exercises. Raise your hands if you already posted on your favorite social media that you're attending this TED event. Wow. See, that's reputation. That's all about. You could be at home in your pajamas right now or having a picnic somewhere else, but your friends will say, hey, this guy has gone to the TEDx event in Târgu Mureș. I will ask him what happened here. So that's basically part of your reputation as a person, not just as a company. So I will say a couple of things about me that I've learned over the years about studying how people actually work. I've started my career in working at a law office as a typist, but afterwards it got really interesting because I started working at a sex shop, which, why are you laughing? So basically, working at a sex shop, you will learn about how people are facing their fears, especially in a small town. You don't see that in the Western countries or large town, because even just by walking in front of that store, somebody will point fingers at you that you were there. Afterwards, I continued by working at the mobile phone store, selling mobile phones, where I met different people. So these guys were like coming up. Why are you stealing my, because the, back then there were minutes and credits. Why are you stealing our credits and stuff like that? And we were just standing there clueless because there was a big company behind us who were doing the services. We were just the interface in front of the customer. So that's why I understood that you need to have a good press release management in terms of having difficulties. Sorry about that. So, I was talking to you about corporations and small companies. So, what do you understand in terms of boutique? Is it a small shop where you walk in and they have this polka dot, pinkish stuff and girls everywhere? Boutique is considered as a specialized small company which works on a segment, a niche, and is good at it, and usually provides quality service. In terms of corporations, you have all these departments where everybody has their roles, but I will get to this later on. It's much more difficult to manage in terms of gathering and bringing new clients. This is because I don't know how many of you know what press releases are. Not that many. The press releases are basically sent out by companies letting their audience know that they have done something new or launched a new product. Is it a small shop where you walk in and they have this polka dot, pinkish stuff and girls everywhere? Boutique is considered as a specialized small company which works on a segment, a niche, and is good at it, and usually provides quality service. In terms of corporations, you have all these departments where everybody has their roles, but I will get to this later on. It's much more difficult to manage in terms of gathering and bringing new clients. This is because I don't know how many of you know what press releases are. Not that many. So press releases are basically sent out by companies letting their audience know that they have done something new or launched a new product. You can benefit out of this even if you're a small company starting up with selling socks or I don't know what, just by sending out press releases that you signed a new contract with a new friend or company. This can be done via social media or you can start writing it your own. But make sure you always include a positive part about your company. Always have a description of your company included, because this, in the eyes of your clients, customers, partners, will stay there always. Okay, so in the digital era, meaning that you are not spreading these news about yourself, we are your friends, you are spreading them online. So the internet never forgets. After GDPR, it will forget. But you have that content online which will stay there in front of the public. And even if they Google your company, they will see your press releases. So I'm going back to that quote I said earlier about from Warren Buffett. It takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. You must avoid these press releases being sent too often or having none of the relevance in terms of your business. If you're working selling PC hardware, you cannot send out press releases. I had a great coffee this morning and posted something near it because that's not relevant to your brand and people will move on. Exactly as I wanted to mention this, how many do you think will remember what Diana said earlier before? Maybe in a week or so. How many of you will remember 50% of that? See? That's how people move on from your brand. You have to be in front of their eyes every week, every month. And keep out of political talks, keep out of racial talks, be just like a TED presentation. Because basically, if you take either side in a discussion in your public life, you will definitely lose people, not gain more. So as I was telling you about the press releases, you need to find some good media partners as well. It's easy because there are lots of websites that are starting up with news and content. So you just search them online and ask them, hey, give me your logo and I will put it on our company website and you help us spread the news about our company. So I think that's it. I hope that you have learned something from this quick introduction of what reputation management is. Either way, you can look it up online. You will find many content on. But you have that content online which will stay there in front of the public. And even if they Google your company, they will see your press releases. So I'm going back to that quote I said earlier about from Warren Buffett. It takes 20 years to build a reputation and 5 minutes to ruin it. You must avoid these press releases being sent too often or having none of the relevance in terms of your business. If you're working selling PC hardware, you cannot send out press releases. I had a great coffee this morning and posted something near it because that's not relevant to your brand and people will move on. Exactly as I wanted to mention this, how many do you think will remember what Diana said earlier before? Maybe in a week or so. How many of you will remember 50% of that? See? That's how people move on from your brand. You have to be in front of their eyes every week, every month. And keep out of political talks, keep out of racial talks, be just like a TED presentation. Because basically, if you take either side in a discussion in your public life, you will definitely lose people, not gain more. So as I was telling you about the press releases, you need to find some good media partners as well. It's easy because there are lots of websites that are starting up with news and content. So you just search them online and ask them, hey, give me your logo and I will put it on our company website and you help us spread the news about our company. So I think that's it. I hope that you have learned something from this quick introduction of what...
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
Uyo mnangeshefa ne wahara kushivipa oma akuro ye kupitira muhoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha ningekota fano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tu natu bali o hetatu vatatu ne nola no natu nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right, it is still Sally J here on The Brand Conversation. That was Zoltan Tündig talking about reputation management in the digital era. Now, we are coming to the end of the show, but of course, it's really important for us to talk about how in today's business world, reputation is everything, you know, what people think about your company or your country, from the citizens to the services to the way it operates, either opens doors or it closes them, which is why creating and maintaining a strong company profile online has never been more important. You know, there was some research from a lot of management companies that revealed that the very real danger of ignoring this potentially issue, and they found that negative content is causing a lot of damage. So how do you go about building a reputation that can help your business grow or the country grow and prosper and stay ahead? And one of the simple ways to enhance your reputation is going the extra mile, right? That good old-fashioned for companies customer service that never goes out of fashion or unnoticed. It's about acting quickly and being transparent that when a problem does arise, you know, it can be very tempting to ignore them and hope that that problem will go away. But, you know, when customers or when citizens are feeling neglected, they now take it to the internet, right? We go to social media to vent our fury, which creates you even more problems. So it's really important to act quickly and be transparent. It's about responding to your customer issues quickly and fairly, and that if you are in the wrong, apologize and put things right without being prompted about that. I remember there was a company that ran out of chicken, right? I'm sure you know which company I'm talking about. And they apologized quickly. They explained what happened. But it knew the usual type of corporate apology. You know, they knew it wouldn't cut with its customers. And so this company actually went the extra mile. And they were expressing what their company does. They were poking fun. But what happened was that it was a heartfelt apology. And their reputation recovered very quickly. Let's hear what you have to say. All right. But yes, so acting quickly and being transparent. The other one that I also want to leave with you is keeping your promises, right? Because trust is such an important part of any customer journey or any citizen's journey, right? So if you say you're going to do something, you need to make sure that you do it and you do it well. Because failing to deliver and breaking promises, that is what is driving customers and, you know, on a country level, citizens up the wall, and they won't hesitate to tell the world about their disappointment. And you know what? Trust really matters. If you look at it, I was reading someone that said 64% of people trust online search engines the most when conducting research on a business or a country. So it pays to ensure that what you say you will do is backed up by the actual experience. The other one is also getting your branding right, right? Because your branding defines the way that the world sees you and your services. So it's important to get it right. So you need to think carefully about how you want to be perceived. And if necessary, you know, finding the help of reputation experts to set us up for success. You may need to, you know, consult people, but it's all about that right profile and ensuring the consistency. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hi, Sally. I have only 3 minutes, maybe.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, no, Sally, I like the motivation that I was listening, and yeah, it's all about business, and these are the things at least I will ask you to do more, please, you know.
Okay.
Because it's about this small information, and I always, you know, I'm one of the growing, those guys that are trying in business.
Okay.
And I believe I've got good brain for business because I keep reading, and you know,
good for you,
I do that again. Yeah. Mm. But the good thing is that business itself is good, that you first do it theoretically, like you learn, and then you come to do practical. So like what's happening now?
Yeah.
What you guys are saying about those digital, you know, like maybe your search engine and stuff, the website, you must actually, it's like a CV, you don't lie there, and you must write things that you can be able to deliver, you know,
yes,
the services. So, but the other thing, the people that, what the only mistake I see people are making is, it's like when they are saying, I think that thing is outdated now, when people say, you don't mix business with politics. That one is wrong. Yeah. Because
why
with
do you
that
say
I mean,
so?
Because look, it depends. You see, you can mix business with politics, because politics without politics there won't be no business. And sometimes, depending on what kind of business you are doing, business is not just about making money; it's also about humanity.
Mm.
So, let's say now you see things are going wrong, but you don't have a say, and you know, as a business person, you are a public figure sometimes, and this goes wrong, people are raping, what, and then maybe people are demonstrating, you are just there, come out, you are preventing your reputation. So it's always good if you see that you have a point here. Like, okay, if you are focusing on your audience or the people that are supporting you. So maybe it's always that when you support something good, that's where the large number of people are. And if you are good in business, not even your enemy can stop you. Your enemy in the end,
business just
want
good,
even your enemy to understand.
Yeah.
So, you, whether they like it or not,
be afraid. I mean, afraid
to take sides in politics. And they must not just abuse it. They must not just be used. You can take sides in politics, but don't just be used by politicians. Like, yeah, maybe they approach you and they say, okay, look, you do this, you make this video, say something about what, when you know it's not right, just to get money. You must do it willingly from your heart, you understand? But the other thing also about, I want to say about businesses, if you want to keep going, it's about consistency. You need to be consistent. Like, if you were a driving school, for instance.
Yeah.
So, every time you get a new client, you must, if you, like you deal with all different people, like maybe different culture, you deal with the white, the Mara, the colored, all you people from different angle, like, you know. So if there are people who are like, ah, this one is, okay, this one is a Vambo, but he stays in Katutura or Kwisten, you understand, or DRC. This one
I
just say, ah, just come, just jump in, start. But okay, this one is a Vambo, but he stays in Windhoek West, you know, stay away.
Then you are
there. Yeah, hello, welcome to Mr. P driving school. This is the car. If you check this, the steering, you are doing a formal introduction. Or you see this one is a white person, then you do formal instruction. But when it comes to Damara or someone, you are jumping the soap.
Yeah.
Those things will affect your business. Treat people the same way you treat them. And consistency, it's like, for example, maybe you own a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why those big
consistency,
companies.
I hear you.
Yeah, that's why those big companies, when you franchise them, they give you how you gonna do it. Like,
you have
a small food outlet.
Yeah.
When people come there, if you smile, man, you must do that every day, because the day you're not gonna smile, the person will be worried.
I hear you.
Otherwise,
thank you so much,
Sally.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy your day.
All right, you too. Thank you so much for continuously making Eagle FM your station of choice. It is that time for me to say my see you laters and make way for the rest of the team on the radar coming up with your latest news updates. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your day. I will see you later tonight. And that is on Off the Hook from 11.
Oulu mnangeshefa na hara kushivifa oma akuroe kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mkuru olongaha. ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mwamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
How can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean. Mm-hmm. I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
Or social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM, the eye.
Mwakati korubede roude undi, ora tiengi o Ikel FM ayalina era Namibia tarai mambi hinaraka. Tuahanasa na chine ne omahungi wenyando, omayihameno, oruhode, no maunjiro. Na wina kukara no mapulilo, wavana ni wetu yoshiwana. Na wina kobe okuhungira ohunga no mamu inawoye. Kukusha ora tiengi o Ikel FM ayika onje kumburungu, no mekulisiro yoshiwana. Matuhepa oruyameto roye, mwishimbesho wina vivali, na imbi hedi ombili harukwao. Shimwe oma ongole wadombude no njibisiro, na wina inji on demokrasia ihe mupranga wayo. Hinda ombatro ye yodoranda efere, no i waeleta, on blue waeleta, po isi waeleta, konomu alanji. Onora, ohambonda to imwe, ombali, odonora mbali, oine, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Miaro kona nombo na njiru kwao, onora, ohambondatu oimwe. Ombali, odonora mbali, oime, oimwe, odo ine mbali. Po hinda no EFT, po shita o stop order ko Ikel Media House. Kumbanga njio kamuti FNB. Ombranch ko utenji, ombali, ohambondatu, onora, oimwe, ohambombali, ombali, mwisho mwise. Miarka nombranch ko utanjo, ombali, ohambondatu, onora, oimwe, ohamombali, ombali, mwisho mwise. Wakao nomba kumuhitiza shimaliwa oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Onomora kumuhitiza shimaliwa kwa FNB oyonji. Ohambo umwe, odo mbali mbali, ohambo mbali, odo imwe mbali, odo nora ndatu, oine ondatu. Unguliza oemeila, po onomora yoye, osho orifrenza yoye.
Eagle FM, the eye.
On the Radar, an Eagle News program that takes you beyond the streets and brings you closer to national and international breaking news as it unfolds. Tune in every Monday to Friday from 1 to 2:30.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented...
Good afternoon. You are listening to On the Radar right here on Eagle FM. My name is Chustisha and I'll be joining you until the hour of 2:30, giving you...